Hi, Brian. We're back in.
Howdy, Jules.
We are gathered. We have Pat, Alana, Daryl, Randy, and I, and I think Jack is coming. And Steve, yes. And are we shutting the door, or I'm not sure what this meeting is about. So,
And there's cases notice, so it's broadcast.
Okay, so, all right, this is a work session.
Well, we broadcast the ones with case docket.
Are we talking about the legislative stuff?
No.
Actually, Julie, if I could, I mean, I'm going to want to ask for this. So what I would like to do is, it's very, very narrow focused, is just talk about some of our internal, external, legal staffing. Not looking for a decision. I know everybody's time's real tight, but just kind of queue it up for you and Randy to think about and maybe get to a decision point down the day. I had some time Friday to go through a whole bunch of things, and I have some concerns about internal, external abilities for our attorneys and have a proposal I want to throw your way.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so the long and short of it, I guess, is that, like I said, on Friday I went through all the cases that I'm involved in, we're all involved in, and as you've heard me talk about before, I really like the idea if we can, you know, take our attorneys and bring in outside counsel to help us for things like rate cases. That's always been kind of my bias. And I think what I'd like to propose today is that we consider bringing in Mitch Armstrong and his guys for the rate case and maybe even the RTF. I'm talking the MDU rate case. As I look what Jack is doing and Alana doing, we've got, of course, the Dakota Access stuff that's always in front of us. You know, we've got the grain licensing that's going on, the wind decommissioning, plus all the churn that's going to happen during the legislative session. And I know we talked before, so I'd like to see what your initial thoughts are about bringing Brian and his crew in. They've done the XL rate case. We may have to go back and ask for more money from MDU, but I think that we need to free up some of our internal legal capacity, and I think that'd be a way to do that.
You mean Mitch and his crew, not Brian?
Yeah.
Mitch.
Well, Brian Schmidt, I guess. I was thinking, yeah, Mitch Armstrong. Doesn't Brian work with him? So it would be one of those two, or maybe both, but...
And this would be as advocacy counsel, was what
right.
We
were. Right. Well, I guess in the past, we have a couple initial thoughts, and I'll think about it more. But I want to expose our in-staff folks to this sort of case. And so I hate to lose that opportunity for Jack to gain that expertise on a pretty big case like this. So that would be my first concern. Secondly, in the past, we've used that fund, the siting fee, or the, what is it called? Not siting fee. Application fee. The application fee for the rate case, which is fairly substantial, but it seems like I recall Mike using about all of it on the expert witnesses. And so... I just wondered, do we have enough? Because we still need those expert witnesses. Would we have enough in that fund to cover the legal expenses for outside counsel plus the experts that we need to really dig into the company's case and tear it apart? Because the attorney won't be doing that.
Well, and that's all part of the discussion that I need to have, but I wanted to get your initial thoughts are, because Jack would still stay on the case, but he'd be less involved because he could pull it and Mitch would be doing it. But I think with the realization I came to on Friday, when I looked at all the stuff we've got going on, we just need more attorney capability. So that's kind of the 10,000-foot look of why I'm bringing this up.
Okay, so go through what you're... I get the session. That's largely Alana. Jack will help back up. But so we've got the session. And the grain licensing stuff is the biggest deal in the session for us this year, and that's going to be mostly Alana and Randy. We've got Glacier Ridge, which is Zach. So that's already farmed out. What am I missing? What else are you seeing out there that you're so concerned about?
Well, did Jack enter the room? Because I think he can explain some of the discussion, I think, that's going on out there. But I guess I think about when you say that the session is just Alana. I think last time we had Casey helping out a lot. I think Jack is going to get pulled into this session because that's just what happens to attorneys. And when you look at the Dakota Access stuff, let's be candid, that was just filed. That's going to take a lot of his capacity. So if Jack's ready to maybe explain a little bit, but I at least wanted to alert you to the concern that I have.
Okay, and Jack is here, so do you have any thoughts on caseload?
I was thinking at this point in time when I was reviewing things on Friday, I sat down this week and I looked at it a little more, and the problem isn't necessarily at this exact moment that is the issue. It's when everything, in a worst case scenario, where it could hit, where we wouldn't be able to make deadlines and things such as that is the concern. Now, granted, I was looking at the worst case scenario, so maybe things could work out and be much better than that. But
so what are you though? What I need to know more specifics about what? I mean, yeah, more things could always come in, but I guess I'm curious what do we know about today that I'm missing in what we're looking at? Because I don't think it takes two attorneys.
Let me do this. Maybe what I say the intent was today was to queue this up, but we don't want to get into, I think, trying cases today. But that's, I think, maybe some of the discussion needs to happen with my colleagues and specific staffs about specific cases. But maybe that was a goal today, just to bring it up as a concern, and then we can address it after you've had a chance to talk through. Because I don't want to get into chart and talk details about all these cases, because that's not the time or the place right now, I don't think.
Okay. And what about the budget issue? And maybe Pat is here. He can speak about that. I got to turn your mic on.
Well, before we move on from that, though, I want to ask this. Have we ever, we did with NSP, right, with XL, where we got outside counsel on a rate case, since we're back to two attorneys.
Mitch has done an ADP as commission advisor, I believe, and a rate case. Doug Barr did a rate case, an MDU rate case for us.
Did we get those done within the limits of their filing fee, or did we exceed it? Because hate to be get to a point where we have rate cases and the rates go up, but it's because of our cost of processing the rate case.
Yeah.
We end up being a significant factor in that.
One suggestion is we could maybe retain Mitch and Brian for the rate case, and I'll stay as the lead on it for the time being until we see how things will ultimately play out with other cases as well. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if it doesn't get too far along, I don't think it'll be too difficult for them to step in if I need to take a step back on those cases.
Okay. But, well, now it's on the radar screen better, but if you can kind of get a feel for how much of the cost of the how much percentage of the filing fee we're traditionally using.
We'd have to go back and check, and I didn't know in public utilities if that RFP was out and if bids were coming back, you know, what kind of numbers you're getting there at all. I mean, maybe that you can't disclose the numbers, but.
Well, the RFP is out, but I don't think they have any responses. Dollars yet.
So we don't have a feel yet for that. Okay.
Well,
I just was just going to say that on Friday, Jack and I talked about this a little bit, and it wasn't so much envisioning what might happen, but it was working with the known. Jack was describing the amount of hours he was estimating putting into different components of his responsibilities at the moment, and how that added up to more than more than a full-time job. We also talked about the legislative session, and it was my understanding from previous discussions with the commission, like during evaluations and things, that Jack would be taking a bigger role during the session, not so much to relieve me, but to learn it, you know, more thoroughly now that he has 2 years of experience under his belt. And it doesn't matter if you have 10 other people who could do it, this is the one opportunity you have for Jack to do some more depth there than just assisting. The legislative session, it's not the bills we introduce. It's making sure that the bills we introduce is a little bit of it, but at least it's something that we sort of know is about to happen and can prepare for. It's what happens to us from other places to be able to stay on top. And as Daryl and I talked this morning, it's a team effort. It's two lawyers, and it's a bunch of directors or staff people who can pick up on what's happening, and a team approach to getting it done. And I think it would be ill-advised for Jack to not, you know, try to do as much as possible with that because of the learning. Then you go 2 years again until it happens again. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to get out of work. I'm just trying to tell you the thought process that we were having last week.
Well, I appreciate that, and I am recognize I'm being a little bit of a devil's advocate.
That's
here,
fine.
But I want to explore all the options and not just do the, you know, take the easiest course on the first step. But also, we cut back in PUD, and part of the rationale was that are these citing dollar or fee dollars, filing fee dollars available to help hire experts. So I get that too. So I'm not opposed to it. I just want to make sure that we're thinking it through and making sure that the work is being distributed, you know, that everyone in PUD is being offered opportunities to step in and is challenged, mm-hmm. and feeling that way. I'd hate to have some staff thinking like, you know what, I'm not even that busy, or I would like to be more involved and not get that chance. So I want to make sure that those avenues are being exhausted and that we, you know, bring on, I have full confidence in Mitch and Brian, they'd be great. I also don't want to, when we cut back in PUD, my thought process was we hire the expertise outside that we do not have. I mean, I know that Jack could handle this case, mm-hmm. just as well as Mitch and Brian. It is an expertise that he doesn't have.
Right.
It's a time issue. So I want to make sure we have the money available to hire those experts that we do not have in staff that cannot tear this case apart and provide the best possible advocacy case through those experts, and then shortchange ourselves because we've, you know, yeah. used a bunch of it on legal.
Well, the better job you support. Do with that, the less time you put in as legal,
right.
because your evidence is better and you're not, you know.
Yeah.
So that helps everybody, whether you're in or out,
yeah.
or reduces hours of legal. So.
So I'm not opposed to the approach that Jack just outlined in terms of bring him on, have him available, and then we can sort of see how things evolve in the next couple of months. I like the idea of Jack being involved in the session, absolutely, as much as possible. Again, just weighing resources, time, mm-hmm. and distribution of work. So those are my thoughts initially, and I can speak more directly with Jack about where he sees his time being chewed up.
Well, thank you, Stuart. That was just the intent of it today, because, I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody as far as when I want something from legal, I want it now. And that was kind of some of the discussion, I think, that spurred on Friday. So I just wanted to cue this up and see where it goes.
Yeah, and we don't know what's going to happen in the session. We could get hit with a whole bunch of things.
Or it could be nice and quiet because it's focusing on somebody else.
Yeah, it could be.
Horrible.
Never know. So I think it's prudent to be thinking ahead. So I appreciate that, Brian, and preparing as much as possible for whatever we face. Do you have more thoughts, Randy?
No.
So do we need a decision point, or what you want to draw up something for the potential special meeting to bring them on board and we can have it
I would wait until December 14th, Julie, I want to more fully vet some of these responses, but I wanted to get your two initial thoughts before we spend too much time. So kick something around and I'll probably bring it back to December 14th meeting if that's all right.
Sounds good. Anything else?
We'll try to get some dollar figures for you.
Yeah.
It's been a while though, so.
Yeah, that would be helpful. I'm trying to remember if
I don't know.
Recall citing fee funds refunded.
A rate case
for the refunds, and nothing stands out right now. But
I think we've refunded, but I don't remember if it was the last 35 cents or if it was a significant
right.
amount.
50 grand. Okay. Yeah, that would be good. And then you can maybe by the 14th we'd have a better budget for what we're
right,
going to need.
Exactly.
We could also do it later than that too. We could bring somebody on in January once we have those
right.
figures in for the consultants.
Exactly. It doesn't have to, and it can be retroactive, but there isn't a lot of work that has to be done up front anyway. I should say that I did contact the Attorney General's office because their rates are lower than other outside, and I still haven't had a call back from the new deputy, this will be going through the deputy now under the new regime. So I need to talk with him. But
who is the new deputy?
Tony.
Josh. It's Seibel, right? Seibel. Isn't it Josh?
Oh, okay.
The labor commissioner?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Nobody I know, I'll put it that way.
Very good.
But anyway, the inclination from the new Solicitor General is that there's probably not any resources because they have people leaving and a lot of changes happening, and they had open positions that they didn't fill. So,
okay, well, I need to scoot. So if you guys want to keep talking, go ahead. I can.
I'm good, Julie. I got to get back to you.
All right. Okay, we'll close the work session on the cases listed.
If Alana, if you just, this doesn't have to be part of this work.